Welcome to another Kyle and Ken podcast. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Kyle. I bet you're wondering what we're going to talk about today.
What the topic was going to be.
I'll tell you what the topic is going to be, because you made such a big deal this week out of guacamole.
Yeah, I did, because it was National Guacamole Day.
It was National Guacamole Day, and, you know, you guilted my wife into making this big batch of guacamole for us all, which I enjoyed, and so did everybody else. But so we're going to talk about food on this podcast.
Oh, something near and dear to my heart.
Specifically, do you have any stories from your past when you were growing up or anything about when you went out to eat and you didn't like what was on the menu? Did you ever have any issues with your rents and that?
I'll tell you what. My parents took me out for my birthday one time to a really fancy restaurant. I was probably 12, 13 or something like that. I went out and we got dressed up. We went out as a family, and I thought, I'd never tried this before, so I thought, well, I'm going to try it. And it was veal parmesan.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And I didn't.
You're a brave man.
Did not care for it at all. I had no idea what veal was.
It sounded good.
It sounded great. And with all due respect to hunters, I'm not a big venison fan either.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not saying it's horrible. I've had venison chili. I know people that live and die by deer steaks and all that, and burgers. It's just not for me.
You ever had buffalo?
I have had buffalo.
Is it better than veal for you?
It is. Oh, my goodness. It's great. It's very lean. I've had it. I had it growing up in Colorado. There was a place that had bison burgers. Mm-hmm. And there's a place in Newton that actually serves bison burgers, and I've had them there as well.
Well, you know, I thought about this because I have a story that I have lived with since I was 15 years old.
And it's haunted you
my
ever
family.
Since.
It has haunted me ever since, because it was our last family vacation. We made the 48-hour drive from St. Louis to Southern California, so my folks could visit with some friends, and it was the last vacation that we took as the four of us, mom, dad, sister, and I, before my sister got married. And so while we were out there, we were gone for 2 weeks, and I mean, we did the complete touristy thing. I mean, we drove up to Vegas one time, we did a couple of other things, and we went down to San Diego one evening. And they, the adults, and everybody was an adult there except me, probably. But they were all set to go on, and we went on to this ship in the harbor in San Diego for dinner. You know, one of the old sailing pirate-type ships and all that, and all this nice stuff. And I was at this point a hamburger and fries kind of guy, okay?
Uh-huh.
And we have talked before about the fact that I really wasn't a fan of fish growing up, because all I could smell on Friday afternoons in our mainly Catholic neighborhood was Mrs. Paul's fish sticks being burnt in the oven.
Right.
So we go to this fancy, I mean, you know, they've got this ship done up really nice, this nice big yacht type thing, and all that's on the menu is fish.
Were you horrified?
I was not only horrified, I was aghast. I was petrified, and what was even worse, I was whiny.
You're like, Mom, Dad, I don't.
I'm not going to eat fish. I hate fish. I don't want there. Can't they have a hamburger in this place? What are we going to do?
What is calamari?
What is this? You know, I saw that fish move on that guy's plate over three tables over. So what happened is that these friends of my folks, they had a son who was probably about 20, 21. He said, I'll take care of this. So what he did, he took me, we left the restaurant, and we went across the street to a Howard Johnson so I could get a hamburger and fries. Now, as I grew and I matured, I have taken a distinct liking to seafood. I love seafood. I really do.
But not as a teen.
But not as a teen. And over the years, when we lived in Arkansas, there was a restaurant there that my dad loved. It was a seafood buffet. He just loved that. And so we had to go there every time my dad visited. But every time we would go there, my mom would say, "Why didn't you eat that stuff when we went to California? Why didn't you eat that stuff when we were there? You would never used to eat that stuff."
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the thing where you grow and you learn. But what about something that you did not like as a child that you will not eat to this day?
So I didn't like it as a child, and I won't eat it to this day.
Yeah.
Wow. There's so many of them.
Really? Are you that picky now?
I have never cared for onions or tomatoes. I just don't care for them. Now, if they're finely chopped, you know, salsa, I don't have a problem with it.
There were tomatoes in the guacamole.
I know. Did you see me pick around them?
Yes, I did.
There were a few tomatoes.
That's kind of like me when my wife orders black olives on the pizza. I pick them out.
I just will. I don't know what it is. I like tomato sauce. I like salsa. But for some reason, chunky tomato. Like if we get spaghetti sauce or marinara that has chunks of tomato in it, I pick around it. I just refuse to eat it. And so that's something from my childhood I still do not care for.
What happened the last time you tried to eat one of those chunks?
Nothing. I'm still here. I think it's a texture thing.
Is it a texture thing?
I think it is. I don't like the texture.
This is the man who eats chunky soup 3 days out of the week for lunch.
True, good point.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you'll notice I have chunky soup in front of us.
Yes, you do.
And there are some tomatoes in here. I'm not planning on eating those.
What?
I'll pick around them.
I do that with olives. I don't like olives. But the thing as a kid that I, you know, it was one of those, you're going to eat one of those or you're not going to get up from the table type thing, were Brussels sprouts and cauliflower.
Hate cauliflower to this day.
I do not like either one of them to this day. I did finally get an affinity for broccoli. I mean, I love broccoli and, you know, I like, you know, we cook it raw and all that, put it in my salads and all that. Like broccoli, but the Brussels sprouts, there was just something about them. I kept waiting for the Brussels sprouts to sprout and some bug come out of there and bite me on the tongue.
So you're ruining somebody's meal right now if they're listening to this. Hopefully you're not eating while you're listening to us bash food that we don't like.
Well, but I'm sure, I have a feeling I am not the only one.
Oh, no. Yeah, vegetables are that. Vegetables are hit or miss as far as I'm concerned. You know, I like, give me a potato, a carrot, you know, give me some corn, peas. But outside of that, I, you know, the vegetable medley, the frozen that you buy, love that. Anything beside that, I'm not. No, I'm okay, good.
Okay, one more question for you. Now, here we go. Is there anything that you just love to eat that you ate it so often you can't stand the sight of it now? You just got tired of it, and you just can't even look at it anymore.
Mine's probably a snack. I loved Nutter Butters. Absolutely.
Oh, really?
I still do, but I cannot eat them like I used to. I loved Nabisco Nutter Butters. People would give them to me as a birthday present. I loved them. But to this day, I kind of have to pace myself. I can't do it all the time like I used to.
The summer between when I graduated high school and when I moved to Iowa to attend UNI, I had a summer job, and it was out in the country a little bit, and the nearest fast food place to get lunch was a McDonald's. So I would end up going to McDonald's every day, and I ordered a quarter pounder with cheese. By the time I got done with that summer, I bet I didn't eat another quarter pounder with cheese for over 20 years.
You were good.
I was good. Didn't want to have anything else to do. Now I will eat them, but it took me 20 years to get over the, I mean, I could smell them and go, oh, there goes my appetite.
Yeah.
Got any fries with that?
My wife's like that with mac and cheese. She ate mac and cheese so much as a kid. We can't have mac and cheese now.
Well, I tell you what. I hear the dinner bell ringing. We're out of time. Let's go eat.